All this week, we are reporting on the rise of individualism in China. Our series is called A Nation of Individuals, and today we turn to the topic of religion. NPR's Rob Gifford has this profile of a 40-year-old Christian evangelist in central China.
Chairman Mao subscribed to Karl Marx's belief that religion was the opiate of the people. But he then set about creating some ideological opiates of his own, and people had little choice but to believe in them. Now, after more than 25 years of reform, almost no one believes in communism in China. Many people are simply filling their minds as well as their pockets with money, but increasingly many ordinary people are looking for something else, some spiritual satisfaction. While there are still limits, sometimes quite strict ones, on how people express their beliefs, it's clear in today's China there's plenty of choice. It's Wednesday afternoon in a small village in the central Chinese province of Anhui. About 20 people are gathered in a typical peasant home singing Christian hymns. There are people of all ages, some have just come in from the fields. The service is taking place in the house of Jiang Aiguo, a 40-year-old peasant who has just returned from Beijing. Jiang is a full-time evangelist who travels around the country preaching, teaching, and helping to build up the burgeoning Protestant church. Because China still doesn't allow complete freedom of belief, Jiang doesn't want his real name used, but he's not so timid in his prayers. Jiang prays for blessings on all those present and for the country and the leaders of the country, that they would turn from atheism to Christ. Jiang's prayers, and indeed his whole approach to life, raise a large question, which will in the long run have a huge impact on what kind of country China becomes. What exactly do modern Chinese people believe in? For centuries, they believed in the emperor as the son of heaven. The mixture of Taoism, Buddhism, and Confucianism created a mélange of spirituality unlike the monotheistic cultures of the West and the Middle East, but no less devout. In 1949, Chairman Mao made himself the son of heaven and set about wiping out the old beliefs. Now, communism as a creed is dead and many Chinese people are standing looking out into a spiritual void. Jiang Aiguo says it's Christianity that will save China.
We believe Christianity can be a real force in China. God will do many miracles in China. There are maybe 100 million believers. That's one in every 13 Chinese people. That's a lot of good people all having an impact on the society. The government can't change the people. God can.
Most analysts say the number of Christians is probably more like 60 or 70 million. But that's still the same number of people as are members of the Chinese Communist Party, and nearly twice the entire population of California. Jiang has several party members in a Bible study he leads in Beijing. He says Christianity is not only changing people's hearts, it's also having a very positive impact on society.
There is a saying in Chinese that sums up the Chinese way of thinking. We say, take care of sweeping the snow from your own path. Don't worry about the frost on your neighbor's roof. In other words, don't get involved in other people's business. But I can tell you from my experience that in the church, we will first go and help people like widows who have no family. This is something that Christians do.
The sermon today is given by a visiting pastor from another town. He's preaching from Paul's letter to the Philippians. It's about humility and how the last shall be first, and about how, if people want to be leaders, they must be servants. The man preaches with the zeal of a Chinese Billy Graham. He's not preaching revolution, but his message is in some ways revolutionary, because it's talking about equality and leaders being servants of the people. That's something the Communist Party has always said, but never put into practice. The message of equality taps into a growing interest in Christianity, not just among ordinary peasants like these, but among intellectuals too. In the West, many intellectuals see Christianity as reactionary and anti-science. In China, it's frequently the opposite. Even non-Christian intellectuals see Christianity as the foundation of a Western culture and society that has rule of law, prosperity, and, says Jiang Aiguo, democracy.
Christianity is revolutionary because it talks about unconditional love to the individual. If every government official knew about Christianity, it would give them a standard by which to behave. Democracy is definitely linked to the Bible because both talk about freedom and the rights of human beings.
After long prayers, the service ends. Jiang thanks the visiting preacher and says goodbye to the congregation. Sitting in the echoing, bare dining room of his home, he says he prays that China will become a Christian nation.
People are choosing their own way because the government doesn't believe anything anymore, nor do the leaders. People are used to the government telling them what to believe. Now people have freedom, and they believe all sorts of things.
Chairman Mao once said that the Chinese people are a blank sheet of paper to be written on. In fact, they weren't then at all, but he made them into one by annihilating many of the old Chinese ways, spiritual and temporal. What's now happening is that the people are writing on the blank sheet of paper that Mao created. Not just Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism, folk religions are all making a comeback, and people are choosing for themselves what to believe. Everything, in fact, except communism. Rob Gifford, NPR News.